got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to go and do something, different time zones around the world, you can podcast. And you can still listen to the show on your phone. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. Jogging, working out, running, walking, lifting weights, making breakfast, lunch, taking your kids to a public school because you hate them, or whatever, making them mad at the police, chasing ICE, whatever you might be doing, fighting against abortion or fighting for abortion, fighting against men, whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your phone. By call, and when you get home or get out of jail, you can watch it. You can podcast the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday, as I said. And Fridays, open line Friday, get it off your chest Friday, express yourself Friday. And I've added Black Friday, but I was reflecting on this, I may change Black Day to Wednesday or Tuesday. I think Wednesday, maybe Tuesday. I had to talk with my producer about it because I love Friday to be get it off your chest day, express yourself day. And now it's slash, because we love the blacks, it is also Black Friday. That was then when I was growing up. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
He black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but the pump won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? First, you love me. then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Break up to make up. That's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. What a mess. You love me and then you hate me. What the? Spiritual battle. So, remember, we talked about over and over again, the great white hope, Donald Trump, and that for the short period of time of being in the military, being president, he's done so much. It seems like he's been there forever. He has gotten so much done even before the year is up. His 1 year in office is not up yet. And look what he has done. He stopped wars and looked like he may have ended the war between Israel and Hamas. And it's no wonder people call him amazing. They say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king. They have king rally. And some people hate the king, but they recognize that he is king. And they even call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Fox News is reporting a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas went into effect at 12 p.m. local time, making the beginning of the end of the brutal war that has gone on for more than 2 years. The development also brings the hostages one step closer to returning home. Watch this from CBS Detroit.
Meredith Sandra, good morning. As part of this deal, Hamas leaders say Israel will release 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and open border crossings with Egypt to allow aid to get into Gaza. And with phase one now set to start, President Trump is giving hints about what he wants to happen next.
Massive smoke plumes filled Gaza's skies hours after Israel's government approved the phase one ceasefire framework with Hamas that includes the release of all remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. negotiators, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner ahead of his government's vote.
Combined military and diplomatic pressure that isolated Hamas, I think, has brought us to this point.
Israel is now tasked with pulling back its military forces to an agreed-upon line within a certain time frame. Hamas is expected to turn over the remaining 48 hostages, both alive and deceased, early next week.
What manner of man is this? And I hear over and over again, several presidents have tried to end this war between Israel and Hamas, and they have not been able to do it. And this is like, what, if this work out, number 8 war, something like that, the president has ended, I forgot how many. Trump says he will leave for Egypt on Sunday. Watch this.
The hostages will be coming back Monday or Tuesday. I hope to be there.
President Trump says he plans to leave Sunday for the Middle East, where he says he'll attend the official signing of the Phase 1 agreement in Egypt and deliver an address to Israel's parliament in Jerusalem. When asked what phase two next steps might look like, the president had this to say.
There will be disarming. There will be pullbacks.
Around 200 U.S. service members are headed to the region to support and monitor implementation of the ceasefire agreement, though administration officials say U.S. troops will not enter Gaza.
And under the Trump plan, the U.S. would also take charge of a huge internationally funded reconstruction effort in Gaza. And immediately, the U.N. says more than 100,000 tons of medicine and other supplies are at the ready once the border crossings open.
Amazing, huh? I saw this morning on one of the news channel, thousands of people, according to the report, returning back to Gaza. I wanted to show you that, but I guess my producer couldn't find it. But they showed this video of thousands of people returning back to Gaza. Isn't that amazing? I hope we can find it for next week. I'll show it to you next week. Amazing.
Is it this?
Amazing work. Yeah.
Palestinians begin returning to Gaza's north.
Huh?
It reads, Palestinians begin returning to Gaza's north.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a lot of people.
Going back home.
Looks like one of those Mexican caravans.
I know, coming to America, huh? They're going back. So maybe Gaza will become a nice resort area after all. The beach look pretty out there. The water look amazing. And that, so we'll see what happens when it's all said and done. Will the Hamas people keep to their words this time? And I hope they will. There is no need for war unless you really have to physically protect yourself. Amazing how human beings treat one another. You know, in the Word, it says to love, pray for one another, to love your neighbor, and to pray for your neighbor. But human beings today hate their neighbor and they wish them hell instead of heaven. No love. No love at all. Zero love. When the last time you prayed for your enemy? Think about it. Really, smoke on that. Men and women around the world, because we are heard around the world. When the last time you prayed for your enemy? Or did you try to get revenge on your enemy? Did you hate your enemy? When the last time you prayed for your neighbor? They used to do that in America. We were taught to do that in America. That's out the window now. You love the thrill of hating. You love it. You don't pray. You don't even consider praying for your enemy. When the last time you even considered praying for your enemy, your neighbor, how will you ever receive the reward of life if you don't follow the rules, the spiritual rule of the Father? He can't reward you if you don't do it. If you don't pray for your neighbor, your enemy, how will you receive love and perfect peace from the Father? He's not like you. He's not going to change his mind. Just because you won't do it, he's not going to say, oh, okay, I'm going to reward you anyway. It doesn't work that way. Amazing! What manner of man is this? The one thing I want you to know, whether you believe or not, it's totally up to you. The same power that is in Donald Trump is in you. Or for all who will receive it. You have the same power. The world won't understand it. They won't even know you have it. They'll just know something's different. But you have that in you. But no! You want to hold on to that old nature of yours. The dark nature. You don't want the light. So you live a whole lifetime not knowing what's in you. Congratulations. I hope this thing worked completely, get it done, and it's just over, no more fighting. Congratulations to Donald Trump, to Israel, and to the Hamas people who agreed on this. It's time to end this. Too many innocent people are dying because of your thrill. Wars are just about thrills and a false sense of power. Fake power is not power. Ego power is not power. Amazing, huh? We'll see what happened after Sunday. But congratulations for now. Remember that female, Talib Rashid, whatever her stupid name is, that's in Congress, and she was beating a can saying, free Hamas or something like that. Something like that. I ain't heard from that woman about this. I haven't heard one word of congratulations. That's amazing. Thank you, Donald Trump. I haven't seen her out front of the Capitol building beating on a can, pretending that she cares. 888-775-3773. Donald Trump is amazing. You better be grateful that he is your president and stop acting silly. You could have Joe Biden or Kamala Harris and just imagine what mess this country would be in. The borders would be wide open. All the people you see going, appears to be going back to Gaza, will be coming across the border like that. Anchor maybe mentioned it looked like crossing the illegal coming in. It would be like that for America right today. Cora is out of Michigan. Cora, get it off your chest.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So I was just pondering.
Hold on, Cora. We're having the same problem with these phones.
Hold on here. Can I try Corey? I just want to see something really fast.
No, hold on a minute here. It's not your fault. It's our end.
Hey, Corey, could you say something for me?
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, that's coming in clear. Corey, you hear us?
Oh.
Yes.
Thanks, Corey. Hold on.
I was on three.
Correct, but I'm just testing with Corey.
I got you. Okay.
Pinpoint what it is. Try Cora again.
Cora. Oh, hold on. Cora.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Now I hear you clearly.
Okay. All right, good. So I just wanted to call because I had, I guess, a few questions kind of relating to one.
Okay.
But I just, so I've forgiven, I've admitted that I'm evil. I do see that I'm evil. And I'm kind of just at this point where, like, I still see so much hell, so much fear, so much, I don't know how much anger I really see. It's more fear.
Right.
But especially at nighttime, like, I've been having these dreams, and I'm aware in these dreams, which is, I wanted to ask if that was the light of God allowing me to, like, see in these dreams that I'm, like, Like, I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, whoa. And I just wanted to know if, like, well, my main question is, like, I'm just seeing so much hell. And my question for you is, like, you said that when we forgive, that we are born again, right?
When you forgive, you will enter into the kingdom of heaven within.
So does that mean you're born again or no?
What it mean that don't worry about that. Don't even think about that at all. You got to get rid of all your ideas about God, Jesus, religion, the Bible, born again. Get rid of all your ideas about that, and you shall know what Jesus knows. But if you have ideas, you're not going to know. So don't worry about that. Don't even think about that.
Well, what had me pondering that is because I see, well, because I forgive and I see that I'm evil, why, my question for you is, why am I seeing so much hell and fear and all this stuff? Just it just feels very icky. And I see it, but I don't identify with it. But I'm just wondering, is that, does it mean that, am I still free? Because, like, okay, am I free even though I can see the hell? Does being free mean that there's nothing there? Or does being free mean that you just see the hell going on inside you and know it's not you?
You finally see, by the light, that old nature in you now, which is evil, and the light is destroying the old nature, the not you, the spirits of evil that you thought were you all of your life. Is now being exposed by the light, and all you got to do is see it, don't deny it, don't suppress it, don't argue with it, don't call it you, just be aware so that it can disappear. It will leave, it will die. You would die from that old nature.
So I shouldn't be, and I hear you, and I do know that. I think I was just curious. If, like,
curiosity killed the cat.
Okay. Okay.
Satisfaction brought her back. Go ahead.
Sometimes, like, while I was watching a church video from 4 years ago, it popped up on my feed, and you were saying that that there was no reason to fast because if you're already born again with God after forgiving, then, you know, you said the spirit of anger is taken away from you. And then why do I still see anger if it was taken away from me after I've forgiven?
Well, now that you can see, because you have admitted that you're evil, you're going to see that the evil nature is not you. It was never you. And it's it doesn't want to depart from you. Those spirits, the spirit of loneliness, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of trying to look good for other people, the spirit of wanting to be like someone else instead of yourself, the spirit of jealousy and envy and strife.
So fear and anger, I'm still going to see fear and anger, even though I've forgiven and admitted I'm wrong, because the light's shining on it.
You gotta see it, but don't call it you. And the reason you're seeing it because the light is allowing you to see it.
Yes, for sure.
And so, and just relax, go on with your life, and just don't call it you. And it'll be taken care of. It will. It must die. And after that, life will come forth. You will be you.
So I shouldn't be like, am I free right now? Or like, I shouldn't, because I'm just curious if, like, I want to know if I'm already free because I can see the hell, if that makes sense. But I think you're telling me I shouldn't be thinking about that.
Not at all. Because the moment you think about, am I free, the spirit of evil will give you an answer.
Right.
When you're free, there is no thinking about freedom.
So then when you say that when you forgive and the spirit of anger is taken away from you, do you just mean that now you're able to see, like, watch the anger and you're not the anger? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, because I think that would clear things up for some people and me, because, like, I think some people just think it's like, poof, be gone. And then they get angry and then they're like, well, Jesse lying, what's going on? Like, they don't understand. And now I understand that you're just saying, no, you just now start seeing the anger and don't call it you.
Right.
And that means it's taken away from you.
Eventually, you won't even have it inside of you at all. You will not have the thought of resenting your fellow man or yourself, and you won't feel it because it will not be with you at all. It'll be taken away.
And I asked you this before, and that is beautiful, and I am definitely working towards that. I do get, like, these feelings of anger from noises or certain sounds, such as, like, eating or clicking. And I wanted to ask you, and I think I've asked before, should I just watch that, too, and not identify with that?
You get the feeling of anger from noises, you say?
Yeah, and it's kind of been like that since I was a little girl, too. Like, certain noises, like eating or clicking, can kind of, like, create that rage feeling. But I just watch it when it comes by. I just let it pass.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do anything about it. Just watch it.
Okay. So it sounds like I should just let go of, like, when you talk on, you know, fellowship and stuff, sometimes I find myself taking the devil instantly takes what you say and implements it in my life, like, so fast. It's not even funny. And it's like, I have to really watch that because it starts making me think about what you're saying, but I know I shouldn't. And it makes me think that I'm not on the right track, or I'm, like, completely off track. And so I need to make sure I watch that, because that's what I'm basically calling about. And it sounds like you tell me the same thing. It's just like, watch it. It's going to be taken away. Don't worry about if you're free or not free, or, you know, you got to let that stuff go. So
the light said to bring all that unto him. And
for
he
sure.
will heal it. He will take care of it. There's nothing you can do about the darkness but be aware of it.
And I see that. And, like, if I have those horrible dreams at night, is that just Satan tooling with me because I'm asleep?
You're unconscious while you're asleep. That will change.
What do you recommend for that?
Nothing.
Okay.
I have
just
no medication for it except the light would do it for you.
Okay, so I think it's kind of cool, though, that I can see what's going on while I'm sleeping. I feel like God's allowing me to, like, still be able to see, though. Like, I'm not, like, complete. I feel like I'm not completely unconscious. Like, I'm able to see. I'm, like, being tormented. And I'll be woken up, too, in the middle of the night, and I'll just be, like, completely full of, like, demonic. And I just have to, like, kind of sit there, and it feels very bad. I don't like it. It's way worse when I'm sleeping than when I'm just out and about during the day.
And when you say you don't like it, who don't like it?
The ego.
So why do you say you don't like it?
I guess I need to work on not using that lingo, because that's what can slip me into thinking there's a me, and I have to work on that.
I understand when we communicate, you have to say it right for communication purposes. But you're saying it consciously, hopefully. But if there is no you, who is there to like or dislike anything or any situation?
Nobody, just Satan.
So I understand again why you say when we communicate about it. But there's no you to like or dislike anything.
Okay.
Are you easily frustrated with others?
In the moment, in certain moments, like I said, it's more fear than anger these days. But weirdly enough, like when people eat or something like that, that's when I see it the most for some reason.
You sound like Michelle Obama about Barack. Michelle says she and the girl get frustrated at Barack chewing food.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, no. I don't want to be like that. Well, I'm definitely going to just treat that as the same thing and let God take care of it. I mean, it's getting better because I'm sitting through it. Like, I'm getting stronger in it. But I'm still like, I don't understand why I care. Like, it's so weird.
And you don't care, but you think you do. But just relax and let it happen.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
I wish you well. Call me again, Cora.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Take care.
All right. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. It's Friday. It is Get It Off Your Chest Day. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report, a busy Friday. As always, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. today. 9 a.m. Pacific time. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. He white. And a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I think you're going to love this one. I hope it helps. But it's amazing. I had an interesting discussion with Doormat Mom. My mom. They used to say mother, now they say mom. Mom sound more cozy and fuzzy and loving. Doormat Mom. She's an author and social media personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a huge epidemic going on where good parents end up with ungrateful adult kids.
You refer to your kids as ungrateful bastards.
That's exactly what these kids are. They're ungrateful little bastards.
What the? Would you ever call her up and apologize?
She needs to come to me.
Amazing. Do you have anger?
No. Either we're going to keep this conversation of what I'm doing or we're going to end it.
That's a Doormat Mom. I'm going to end it. Mothers love to be appreciated, huh? What the? Like you told them to have you. So that they have somebody who appreciate them. This is why a lot of women who have children nowadays, they want to go out and work because the children don't appreciate them. But the people at work do. They tell them how great you are. You're doing an amazing job. Here's a trophy. And now you feel appreciated. What a mess! That's today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the Fallen State. I hope you do. By becoming a member there or whatever on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And after that, flying high, get your ticket. And I suggest when you pick a seat, make sure there are no black people in front of you. they're not going to let you off the plane until you let their daughter come up front and get off first. So make sure your seat is not behind a black. I have that coming up for you. Make sure your seat is not behind a black, because if it is, this is what's going to happen to you. Watch this. I didn't tell Nick I was about to play it. It's not even ready yet. What the? He tell me in my ear, oh, hold on. There's some cussing in it. Okay. All this time, what are you waiting on, man? But anyway, the American Anchor Baby. We'll come back to that. The American Anchor Baby at around 12 or so after the Father's Day, he's on fire. Energy from God at 12 today. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 12, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right? Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Let me go to first-time caller out of Missouri, Tracy. Tracy, you are on the air.
You got me, Jesse. You there?
Hey, Tracy.
How's it going, Bob?
All is well.
All is well. Yeah, you do a fantastic job. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. The Fallen State. I love it.
Thank you.
I follow everything you do. It's a great thing. You know, I believe that victimhood is a mental disorder amongst them kids these days. It seems like we just feed it to them at the schools.
Yep. Yep. It's unfortunate, too, but this is hell on earth, and you can expect human beings to treat each other this way because they have no love.
Right. Because they have no God.
Yeah, they have no love. Amazing.
There's only good and evil.
Are you working on yourself, Tracy?
I work on myself every day.
Have you gone and forgiven?
I've forgiven everybody.
How about your mother?
Yes, I have.
Did you tell her?
Although I never knew her. I never knew her. I forgive her.
I'm sorry. Oh, you never knew your mother?
No.
Why not?
I was born in an orphanage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's been an amazing life.
Right on. Well, drop that anger and it'll be fine.
Yep. I have let go of my anger.
Right on. Amazing.
And I turned my life over to God and it all kind of left. It was amazing.
Amazing. Well, stay with it. Oh, man, I hung up on him. I thought you were done. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it. Let me go to Corey out of Florida. Thank you, Tracy. Corey, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well, Corey.
I like to call in once in a while and just give my love and support to you and your amazing group of experts and staff at the show. You guys did such a good job, and Jesse, it's amazing how responsible you are for helping so many young men and women over the course of the years what you've been doing. You're truly a treasure, and we all appreciate it very much. At least I do.
Thank you,
I very
Carter.
Much enjoy listening to your show.
Right on. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I just wanted to comment that, you know, you're talking in the beginning of the show about this Israel, Gaza situation.
Yes.
And, you know, we think that there's hatred in the hearts of people in this country, but the hatred in the hearts of these Palestinians because of the indoctrination and the brainwashing that they've received over their lifetime, almost from the day that they're born, is just so unbelievably intense. I mean, I would bet almost anything that it's only a matter of time, you know, months, years, whatever, before they'll be attacking Israel again in some fashion, because they just can't talk about not being able to drop your anger. I mean, they just have such complete hatred in their hearts. It's very sad, really. And, you know, I hope and I'll pray that there's going to be a long lasting peace there, but I would not bet on it by any means. It's a very, very big tragedy.
That crossed my mind as well, because over the years I've interviewed some of the Allahu Akbar people, and at one point I read their little Quran thing there, their Bible or whatever they call it, and it's amazing to me that they teach children as soon as they pop out of the mother's womb that Christians and Jews are infidels and worthy of death, and that you can do whatever you want to deceive them in order to destroy them. And I was thinking, and they teach it in their schools and everywhere. Imagine growing up like that, and all you ever heard and all you know is hatred. That has to be a horrible way to live.
Exactly. You know, they say 80% of the Palestinian people supported Hamas. So, I mean, you know, they try to give some leeway to all the non-combatants, but you know, they're really guilty as well. I mean, they want to see the destruction of Israel, and they hate the Jewish people. So it's a very sad situation.
But we find the same thing in America and around the world, or at least white Western world. Black people are taught from birth, for the last 70 years or so, from birth, to hate the white man, to blame the white man. They hate the white people in the same way that the Muslims hate the Christians and the Jews. And black people growing up now hating the white man because they've been told that all their life. We were never told that growing up before the last 70 years or so. But they feel the same way about white people that the Muslims feel about the Jews, and it's a horrible way to live, but that's reality right now for a lot of people.
Yeah, as you just pointed out, I think it's more of a modern thing. I mean, I'm only 63-ish, but I grew up in New York, and I worked as a young teenager. I started working in the city, and I worked with a lot of African-Americans that were natives to New York and Latinos.
Yeah.
And we got along great, and I never experienced any racism. I never looked at African-Americans or Latinos or any other nationality, because New York has always been a very international community.
Right.
And everyone got along great. And then you know, you fast forward 20, 30 years, and everyone's at each other's throat and trying to kill each other. It's crazy.
It's amazing to me, Corey. Have Bill to come and check on his phone right now. Tell him to come
already
now.
Yeah, in fact. Right now,
I'm amazed at how things changed over the last 70 years. When these people pretend that slavery and Jim Crow was supposed to be the bad days, but we got along in America between the races. We got along better then than they do now. It's got worse. It's not getting better, man. And it's amazing to see the switch in my country, how things have changed.
Jesse, one last thing, and I'll let you go, because I don't like to take up a lot of airtime, so you can help some of the people who really need help. I know Nick was going to air this airline clip. You have to ask Nick to look up. There was a headline news last night of these two black women. One opened the door for the other to let her, you know, enough politeness, and the woman didn't say thank you. And a big fight escalated, and the one woman ended up shooting and killing the other woman just because she didn't say thank you for opening the door for her. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that story coming up. Absolutely.
All right. Jesse, God bless, everybody. Take care. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Corey. You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Asia. Her around the world and talk to Tay out of Asia. Tay, you are on the air.
Yo, what's up, Jay-Z?
All is well, Tay.
You remember me?
never ask a black man if he remembers.
Yo, so you funny. So yeah, I got a question for you. So,
okay.
So before I came across you, right? So about the forgiving the parents thing, right? I came across you maybe a year ago, and so me and my mom was in the car, right? I don't know if you forgive me, or if you remember me or not. Maybe you do, but I'm 23, and I know like
are you black
in the household? Yes, I am.
He black.
All black.
Black at the ace of spades. Go ahead, Tay.
Yeah. So I know all households go through things, you know. It doesn't matter the color, but sometimes the black families can be crazy. And me and my mom was sitting in the car, right, one day, and she came to me and she was like, "Hey, like, can you forgive me?" And I was like, "For what?" Like, I already forgave her in my heart. But this was before I came across your videos. And she was like, "The way I treated you." And she was like, she said, "I didn't know that I was just doing what my mama did to me. And I passed it to you." And she was like, "Can you forgive me in your heart? Because I didn't mean it. I just didn't know." And I told her, I said, "Yeah, I forgive you. I've been forgave you. Like, I never had no hatred in my heart towards you." I told her, I said, "Well, at first," she said, "I hope you don't hate me." And I said, "Nah, I don't now, because like, before I started watching you, like, God had already gave me wisdom because I was asking him for it." And
right,
so,
on.
But I didn't know about the forgiving thing though. I just came naturally. And, so yeah, I told her, I was like, "Nah, I don't hate you or nothing, cause I have understanding. God let me see that it wasn't you. It was just something that was passed down to you." And she was like, "Okay." And she cried, and she was crying and stuff. And I know you say when she cried.
I said, "What?"
When she cried, she lied.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Yeah. So, like, but my question is, and then I got a question about my dad, too. And so my mom, right, did I do it right, even
yes.
though I didn't specifically?
Yes.
Even though I didn't tell her, "I'm sorry for resenting you," because I never resented her.
But you had that talk with her, you're fine.
Yeah, okay, all right. Now, my dad, on the other hand, right, I forgave him after I came across your videos, because my dad, for some reason, like... well, I'm going to put it this way. Before, like, God revealed to me, like, everything, I would say I did resent my parents before I woke up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But after...
Everyone does.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so, my mom already had that conversation with her, but my pops, once I seen your videos, you said you got to forgive both of them.
Yeah.
So, this was before I had left America. I went to see my parents last, and because that was the last thing I wanted to do was forgive my pops before I left. And when I told him I forgive him, he was like, "For what?" Like, he was like dumbfounded. And I just told him, I said, "I'm sorry. I said I forgive you for the way that you treated me coming up. How you raised me. How you treated me." And he kind of slow, so he still didn't know, and he was just like, "Well, I didn't really do much. I just and like I wasn't really trying to have that conversation with him because it's just hard to talk to my pops. Like, he kind of slow. Like, I just see him for who he is, and I always forgave him, and I felt like that's all I needed to do. But I didn't tell him." I resented him. I didn't know that's what I needed to say, but am I still good being that I told him I forgave him and there's no hatred in my heart towards him at all?
You told him you forgave him?
Yeah, I told him I forgave him from the way he treated me, how he raised me coming up.
Right on. Are you doing this the silent prayer every morning and night now?
Yeah. So, like, God, like, you know, he got his own way of keep leading us back to the truth, right? When I first came across you, right? I heard about the silent prayer and stuff, and I was very, very deep in my ego, and I thought, like, this, like, journey of walking with God, like, it's gonna take some work, and I didn't know that it's kind of like a forever journey.
Yeah,
I feel like you're never gonna stop working on yourself,
right?
And I'm 23, so I'm still working on the ego. It's kind of like it's hard for me to, like, I'm going through it, and my ego do not want to die. Like, so it's a painful process being young, you know, because I'm just detaching from, like, just the illusion and everything that I was taught. And the silent prayer, right, I wouldn't do it as much. And I would realize, like, now since I'm doing it more now, like, every day, every night, sometimes 20 minutes, whenever. But before, I wasn't really doing it. And I would see me, like, rebuild the ego again. And I didn't notice what I was doing, but I would put myself in more, like, pain when I don't be present.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, live through my own desires and stuff. And I wouldn't understand what was going on until, like, God, like, sat me still. And he brought me back to you, and I just keep, like, my spirit keep leading me back to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To just do silent prayer, and it's getting better. I'm more present, but like you always say, stick with it. Because if we don't stick with it, we're gonna keep on rebuilding the ego, and it's kind of like we're gonna be in a cycle.
Absolutely. And the last thing evil want you to do, evil does not want you to be still and know that it's there. It wants you to be active. It wants you to overreact. It wants you emotional so that you give it false life. But if you really practice staying present, do the silent prayer, and even during the day when you're not working, you're in the military, right?
No.
Whatever you're doing, but when you're working, you do your job, or you come back, you practice during the day, staying out of your thoughts, and it's going to be amazing the change that will come. The darkness will be destroyed. But you got to practice and let the light do it for you, because you can't do it of yourself. And if you're not present, you will end up back deep into darkness.
Well, back into the ego. Well, that's where I'm kind of at right now, and it's kind of like I'm deeper in the darkness now, because like a year ago I was like working on myself a lot, and then like I drawed away from God and you, like, I just stopped because like the ego, like now I know it wasn't me just watching you and listening to you, like it was something I know it's not me now, but I thought it was me, like maybe wanting to have sex or drink or do, because I stopped these things like a year ago, and I felt like that I was missing something, and I started to rebuild it back, and then I got myself back in deep darkness.
Hold on, can you hold, Tay?
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, folks, your phone calls and super chat. 2 more hours to go. Hate news is coming now. Hake, not the fake, but the hake. News back in a moment. 2 miles. So here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Gotta get cleaned up in the world by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. Did you know that the shutdown is still going on? It got overtaken by some news of peace in the Middle East incoming. Or is it? We'll see. I don't know. some people love to hate, right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. We may change the Black Day to a different day, but it is also Get It Off Your Chest Day. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. Hang tight, callers. Super chatters, we will get to you. We will get to your super chats and more great stories from JLP. But it is fake news, not fake news. So hang tight, everybody. Busy, fun Friday today. So, nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports travelers in waiting in airport security lines across the United States will now be met with a new video, according to CNN, blaming Democratic lawmakers for the government shutdown because they're having longer lines because people are having sick outs, stuff like that. TSA, air traffic controllers, they're... been lame. I heard about air traffic controllers. I don't know so much about TSA, Transportation Security Administration, where they steal your stuff and pretend like they're looking out for you. And it's a notable departure from standard practices. TSA checkpoint videos rarely feature what they call political commentary. Nice. The government shutdown is happening still. Like that's a bad thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing. It's expected to extend into next week, all right, after the Senate again failed Thursday to advance rival Democrat and Republican stopgap bills. No further votes expected till Tuesday, prolonging job uncertainty for thousands of federal so-called workers. President Donald J. Trump Thursday vowed to target Democrat programs for cuts if the shutdown continues. Quote, we'll be making cuts that will be permanent. And we're only going to cut Democrat programs, unquote. So said Trump during a cabinet meeting. Quote, they wanted to do this, so we'll give them a little taste of their own medicine, he added. Nice. Trump did not specify which programs he planned to target for cuts, because he likes to be unpredictable. That's a good leader. And the Gaza ceasefire plan, the Israeli military today stated that a ceasefire was now in effect in Gaza as its forces pull back in accordance with the deal approved by the government overnight. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, added, however, that troops will continue to be present in various areas of the Gaza Strip. This comes as after Israel warplanes launched intense airstrikes in the center of Khan Yunis, southern Gaza, earlier today. Eyewitnesses described to Commie Nonsense Network CNN that airstrikes and artillery shelling in Gaza City hours ago. At the same time, anticipation building for the return of the hostages, which President Trump said could happen Monday or Tuesday. So fingers crossed, praying or whatever, you know. I disavow superstition. And the Nobel Peace Prize, oh, Lord, it was awarded today to Maria Corina Machado for promoting democratic rights. This woman for the people of Venezuela. Machado, this Maria Corina, is a leader of the democracy movement, also known as communism, probably, right? Let's be serious. In Venezuela. It has campaigned for free elections, so-called, and representative government, representative of communism. I'm just saying, plugging that in there, okay? They're not saying that. Announcing the award, the Nobel Committee said Maria's role, Machado, right, as a unifying figure in Venezuela's opposition movement is precisely what lies at the heart of democracy, our shared willingness to defend principles of popular rule, even though we disagree. She's been in hiding, right? She's been in hiding because Venezuela is trying to crush her dissent. Nice. Based. Just kidding. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Get up. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is amazing. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the show. But let's say your kids don't appreciate you. You're going to work. You want to be appreciated. And you got to go to work. So you're going to take your kids off to a public school somewhere or a babysitter or somewhere out of your hair. You can podcast, but you can be listening while you're hauling them off on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is whatever on your mind. Express yourself / Black Friday. Oh, that was good old days. Look how the black used to dress up. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
This is black excellence.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror throw about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
What the? What love got to do with it? I want to go quickly back to Tay out of Asia. I had to put him on hold due to the lack of time in the last first hour there. Tay, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, before the call ended, we was talking about how I would find myself back into deeper darkness if I don't stay with it and be still.
Yes.
Yeah, so I have experienced that when I was working on myself, I thought it was me. You know, I was getting these like feelings of like wanting to have sex or drink, and I found myself doing those type of things. And then God got me back. He got me back in alignment with him. And when I'm back still now, I just created more hell. Now I'm in a cycle. But like, I'm working on it and I'm being still and I'm back in alignment, you know, one with God now. But when I like started rebuilding the ego back, I wasn't aware of what I did to myself, and I just put myself back into more darkness. Yeah. What I was trying to get out of.
You say you're 21?
No, I'm 23.
23. You are young.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that you're working on yourself. I really want to encourage you. Do what you want, but I want to encourage you. All you need to do now, Tay, is practice being present. Instead of being in the darkness of your imagination, thinking about the past or the future or what you have done or have not done or what you want to do, you stay present, and the light will reward you greatly. It will be mind-blowing. It will work for you even when you don't know that it's working for you. But you got to practice staying present so you can see by that light. And you won't have to do anything else. Go about your day, go to work. Have you hang out with your friends if you want or whatever, but practice staying present.
Okay, that makes sense. I got another question. Can I ask you another question?
Let me tell you this first. Let's say that you stop being present or whatever you did. Don't judge that. Don't have an opinion. Just realize, you know what? I'm back in darkness. And come back to present, and don't let the deceiver, the imagination, the thought tell you, oh, God is not with you now. It's not going to work. Don't believe any. All thoughts are lies, so don't believe anything that thoughts tell you, psychological and emotional thoughts tell you. They will not tell you the truth. There is no truth in the imagination. So you'll be fine.
To add on to that, I'd be taking myself in and out of thoughts like 1,000 times a day, man. It's like I'm that aware. Like, I mean, and in your videos a lot, you say like Satan try to bring us out of the present, and there's so many things that be getting thrown in my mind, and I be having to come out like so much, but it's working though. I can see the light shining over the darkness.
Satan trembles. And I'm not just saying it to be saying this. Satan trembles at the idea that you may find God. He and his little demons just not want you to find God. And that's why he'll send you to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or counselor or something like that. And he will use them to give you medication for spiritual issues so that anything to keep you from finding God. But you stay with the silent prayer and just be aware. And if you, as you just said, for a while you may go in and out of thought. Eventually, that's not going to happen anymore either. You'll find yourself going unconscious. Just come back to awareness, be aware of your body or something, and you'll be fine. But if you stay with this, eventually you will not go unconscious. It'll happen a little bit, and then a little bit, and then a little bit, and then eventually you won't go unconscious. You will stay present, and you will know what Jesus knows if you stay present.
Yeah, well, it's gotten to the point now where I'm so aware that it's not me, that when the thoughts come in my mind, I just start laughing. Is that cool? Because I know it's not me, and I'm not fazed by it.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So can the devil read our mind?
The devil is your mind. You don't have your own mind. There's no such thing as our mind. Your mind is either of darkness or of the light. There is no our mind.
Yo, that is so deep. Dang. Well, so look, you know, like how preachers and stuff, right? Like how I know one time you said that when we pray, there's never a time to, like, say nothing out loud. There's no need. So, like, there's really no need for, like, you know, us to, before we go out in the day, to be like, Lord, protect me. And because if we're one with God, we already have his protection. So we don't have to, like, pray, because if we truly are one with the Holy Spirit, it'll intercede on our behalf, right?
Yeah, don't plan to have words, to say words or not. If it happened, it'll happen naturally, and you will have the right word. But how are we going to pray when we don't know what to pray for? We don't know what we want. We don't know what to ask for. So how can you ask for something that you don't know what to ask for? You don't even know what you need. So that's why he said, be still and know the truth. And you have a teacher within, you have that going on, and it's doing the praying for you, it's working on your behalf. You don't know what you want. So, and if you notice, before you understood this, whenever you asked for something, it was always wrong. You would have to go back and ask for something else, because that you asked for didn't work out for you. You don't know what you want.
Like, I kind of had, like, a moment the other day when I kind of, I don't want to say sadness, but I felt like a certain type of way, because I, like, just listening to your videos and stuff, and I know it's true. I've been living through my ego for a while, whatever I want, what I don't want. And I apologize to God for trying to play his part, because I really don't know what I want. And I'm just looking at your videos, and I'm like, God, what have I done? Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause we could mess up our life trying to fix it, you know, and it's bad. It could turn out bad. We think we're doing good, but I mean, I know I mean well. I ain't trying to, you know, like, I thought I was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, all people think they're doing the right thing because they're taught wrong by their parents and by their preachers and by their schools and by their friends. You're taught wrong, and that's why what's happening is you're unlearning everything that you've been taught, and you're finding that straight and narrow path, and you'll be fine. But everyone has to unlearn everything they've been taught. Because we all try to live up to what we've been taught, our values and our morals, and do it this way, and it doesn't work. And no one lives up to what they teach you to live up to, because you can't live up to that. It's an illusion. But you'll be fine. You're being guided now by what is right, and what is right will do it all for you.
Yeah, it's just a process, but it's just all about trusting the truth and that ego death.
And what do you mean by trusting the truth? Because of time, I can't play with you all day, man. What's up? What do you mean? What do you mean by trusting the truth?
You funny, man. Nah, like trusting the truth, just trusting the path that the Lord put me on, and trusting I should just stick with it.
You can't trust the truth.
Not, like, live.
Don't try to trust the truth. You don't need to try to trust the truth. You just need to walk by the light. That's all you need to do. Don't try to trust anything. You can't trust. Get rid of that idea, too. That's just an idea. What?
So trust God.
But you walk by the light. Don't try to trust or not trust. Don't try to have faith or not have faith. You just walk by the light, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
How you going to trust the truth? That don't even make sense to me.
I don't really know how to respond to that.
What a mess. God said, Christ said, come as you are, weary, lonely, afraid, empty, ego-driven, depressed. suicidal, hungry, whatever, black, white, Chinese, Japanese, you want rice, whatever. Come as you are. He didn't tell you to bring anything. You don't have to build up. You don't have to wait to get strong. You don't have to come as you are, and the light will take care of you. So just dump it all on him by doing nothing about it, all right? Don't try
all
to
right,
trust.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you all day.
No, I can't. I got to go. What? So don't try to trust, because you're going to have that on your mind. Oh, I got to trust the Lord. You can't trust the Lord. You got to walk by the light.
Man, how did you learn this?
The same way you learned it. It made sense to you?
Yeah, of course it makes sense.
That's
but
how
like,
I'm learning
you
it.
Figured it out, like, but did you have another person to tell you these things, or it just came?
You know how it makes sense to you when you hear it?
Yes.
That's how I learn it. I pay attention now to what's happening inside of me, and I pay attention when I'm dealing with other people. I'm faith to the truth. You brought me to a point where I can just I pay attention to all things now, and you'll be surprised what will be revealed to you. But so don't worry. You just stay with the light, and you watch those thoughts. Don't fight with them. Don't fight with them inside of you, and don't fight with them inside of others. Don't fight with the devil, because human beings, the fact that they are evil, they love fighting. They love hating. They love judging, and they call that life because they get a thrill from that. So stop fighting with people.
Yeah, I already know that. No, I don't fight with nobody.
Yeah, don't fight. You protect yourself physically if you get in danger, but other than that, lay your weapon down and let the light fight for you, and it will. I promise you, it will.
Amazing.
Amazing. Tay, I got to go, man. What's up?
What a mess.
What a mess. Thank you, man.
What the?
Bye, Tay.
Bye.
Call me again. What you doing over in Asia? You black.
I'm just living my life.
After a while, you'll be coming back home with an Asian wife. I'm like, what the?
What the? Nah, I ain't coming back to America.
Oh, yeah. You over there with Rose O'Donnell?
Nah.
All right, brother. Call me again, all right?
All right.
Bye. Is her name Rose O'Donnell?
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell.
Is she over there somewhere, too?
Rosie is over in Ireland.
She's Irish?
Yeah, she got to be.
Oh, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time call out of New Jersey. Mike, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All
good
is
to talk
well.
To you.
You too, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm a conservative Trump supporter. I've been listening to you for a while now. But I had a question. I grew up Catholic, and like around 18, I had like a crisis because obviously it wasn't helping me at all. And I really got super lost in my life. And I actually wound up meeting a man. His name was Shiv Jawar. He was Indian. And he actually taught me a lot of the things that you say about not listening to your thoughts and they're all lies and that it's the ego that's taking you to these places. And after a while doing that, I really noticed that my life changed. And I was really close to my mother growing up. And after I started listening to this man, and he was conservative and talked the same way, I got real close to my father. And that's when my whole life changed. I became, I don't know, more peaceful. And the thoughts, really, I don't listen to them anymore. And my whole life changed. My question for you is, where did you learn all this? Because you sound like you come from, you didn't say anything about Jesus or anything like this, I would think you were like doing like the, Indian type thing, the Hindu type thing, because you sound like that, like the no ego, the no thoughts. I never heard any Christian talk this way. I grew up Catholic. I'm around Christians all the time. Nobody talks like you.
Have you, do they teach you to forgive your mother and father?
This man told me you need to forgive your parents. You need to respect your parents.
Did you do that?
Yeah, and that's when my whole life changed. I forgave my father for everything he did, and I realized, like what you said with my mother, she's just messed up because of her parents, and I see how, like...
Did you go and forgive her?
Yeah, I had to, because I actually... I actually had a drinking problem. That's what happened at 18, and through that program, I actually had to go and tell people, you know, I forgive them. I had to clean my side of the street.
So you went and told her you forgive her what she done to you?
Both my father and mother.
Oh, nice.
Amongst many other people.
And so you're doing the silent prayer now?
So again, this is what I'm saying. I just started listening to you, and these things, I never thought of them this way. Silent prayer and all this. I thought this man told me same thing. He's not like religious. So he would say, you just sit and watch your breath for 20 minutes and don't do anything. And
we having a bad. Hey, Mike, hold on. We having a bad connection on our end right now.
Now.
Yeah, let me mess with it here. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Try Mike again.
Who?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, you still hear us?
Yeah.
Hold on for me. Just one sec. Joshua, you hear me? Try Mike again, Jesse. Go ahead.
Mike.
Hello?
Mike.
Yes, I hear you, Jesse.
And dude, since doing radio for 35 years, I've heard a lot about Buddha. Is it Buddha? The fat guy? Yeah. Huh?
Yes.
Buddha and the Indians and things like that. So I don't know a lot about them, so I can't comment. But I do know that if you practice staying present rather than lost in your head, thinking about an illusion of the future or past which doesn't exist, I do know that if you stay present and forgive, then you shall be made free. And I know that's done by the Spirit of Truth, by God. Do they mention God?
Yeah, they mentioned God, but I really more wanted to know, like, how you got to this place. Like, who
because I asked God to show me. I was going to church. I was emotional. I had anger. I resented myself and others. And he showed me that I needed to forgive. And at that point, everything started to change.
Well, this is the only thing that's been happening. The point of my call is I've been feeling doubts a lot about the path I'm on and what I'm doing, and I still have anger.
But did you go and forgive you? You told your parents you were sorry for resenting them?
Yeah, I did.
So all you got to do now, why are you identified with anger?
You know, I don't know. It's like I work... I actually work in education, and I work with a lot of women, and, you know, sometimes they just say the stupidest things, and this is normally when I get angry. It's more, and I don't really, Jesse, I don't, like, hold on to anger because I'm sitting there and I dwell on somebody all day, and I...
But you're not supposed to have anger, period, because...
Correct. That's why I'm calling.
Anger is pain, and when human beings have pain, it's because they are wrong. So why don't you do the silent prayer... And when that spirit of thought and pain, anger come, just watch it. Don't go off on the people. Don't blame them for making you, that they made you feel that way. Because if it was inside you, you couldn't feel that way. So just watch it. Do nothing about it. It will be taken away from you.
Okay. So more watch it and just let it come up and don't pay attention. And the other thing
don't suppress it. Don't deny it. Don't suppress it. Don't fight with it. Don't argue with it. Just be aware that this is happening inside of you, and it's not happening to you. It's happening in your body, but you're not your body. And I promise you, if you watch it and don't argue with it or do anything about it, those demons will have to leave you.
Okay. And then, Jesse, how do you have, like, you know, I guess I keep thinking of it this way, like an experience of God. Like, I feel like, you know, I sometimes feel like not connected. Like, I still have the two things I struggle with is still the anger and the fear of death. Like, still fearing, is there really something, or is this all just made up in my head? Maybe these atheists are right or something. This is the only doubts that creep in my life. These are the two things that I struggle with the most, the anger and then the what happens. You know, I still have the fear of death. Like, I'm not fully.
But why do you fear death when death doesn't exist?
Because I have never experienced God that way. And this person I told you that helped me, he experienced this.
There is only one death, and that is the death of the illusions that you've been living. Your thoughts, your emotions, and tomorrow and yesterday, and you're this and you're that. There's only one death, and that death is of the illusion. And so don't think about death at all, because the idea of death is just another thought which is made up by evil.
So what should I do then to overcome these? Anger, you already explained to me. So what do I do to overcome this one, that I've never experienced God myself? I really have never had that experience.
Who are you?
I've seen God. I don't know. It's the whole thing. I only know myself through my mind and body. I have no idea who I am on the.
So how do you know you've never experienced God then, if you don't know who you are?
Yeah.
No, there was a question.
No, I'm saying, yeah, that's a great question. That's a great thing to think about.
And who is saying, I never experienced God? Who's saying that?
Yeah, the ego.
So why are you calling it you? I never experienced God.
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I say it because that's what I'm saying. I've been told this, that, like, you can never know God until you actually experience God. And it's impossible to
forget
experience
about
God
that.
You're living in your mind and in
forget
body.
Forget about that. All those, that everything you've been taught, forget it. Don't think about it.
So main thing is you're saying, just don't think about anything. Do the silent prayer and it should be revealed.
When all thoughts about you disappear, you shall know God.
Okay.
Stop thinking about you, because there is no you to think about. So stop thinking about you.
You know, Jesse, I think that's the thing. I think I just need to keep going on this path, because what I noticed too is as my life got better was the less I thought about any kind of thought and the less I thought about myself, that's the only time I feel good. And as soon as I would ever think about thoughts or myself, I'd feel terrible.
Absolutely.
So I completely believe you, and I don't know how I found your page and all the things you say. I think you're just doing great work. I think you're a great example for men.
Make sure you do the silent prayer and just stay present. Forget about thoughts. You only need thoughts for your job. You need practical thoughts to be in your house, to go to work, to cook a meal, that kind of stuff. But you don't need thoughts for any other reason.
All right.
So stop thinking about you.
Focus on trying to experience God or anything like
that. Yeah, forget about that. That doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
That's just another thought that's keeping you away from God.
Okay. All right. That sounds great, Jesse. Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, Mike.
Thanks, Jesse. God bless.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Aaron G. with the biblical question answer.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
The existence of light and good means that darkness and evil do not exist. It is done, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And side note, I want to ride horses with Hake and see Nick fly IRL in real life. 10 fingers emoji.
When Nick going to be flying to? Are you flying today, Nick?
Yeah, pretty sure.
In real life.
What?
I'm kidding.
But Nick, the Anchor Baby is flying in real life. He's right. Alive. I thought I saw Jesus. He's alive. He's flying today after the fallen state. And he is alive. Thank you.
Dawn bought 3 coffees. Love watching your show as I eat egg bites and drink cafe mocha with my father.
Drink Pudgy's coffee. What? Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
And another, Dawn says, the name was supposed to be Jesus Christ in my last donation, but the platform outed me as a fake. Here's more $3 dollars for my sin.
Your sins are forgiven. And all of your sins have been wiped away. Thank you.
The rest are later, guys.
When I come back, your phone calls, folks. One more hour to go. When I come back, straight to the callers. The boys are smoking. Back in a moment. Hate news,
coffee.
Not the fake news.
I have my own coffee now.
No.
Punchy coffee is it's not, huh?
Every bag is roasted.
It's the bottom of the hour. What the?
Flavor.
Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. It's okay to be a man. Merch. We have Punchy's Coffee. We have books. My books are amazing. From Rage to Responsibility. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little small pocket guide. Men and women can carry it in their purses. Men put it in their jacket or their back pockets. It's so easy. Whether you have a business or not, it works. If you do it, you got to do it. It works. And I highly recommend it. We use it for our entrepreneur program. I recommend it to people with jobs or not. And then... The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Amazing, huh? I will sign them to whomever you like. And then we have all the mugs and T-shirts and hoodies and all that. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right. And make sure you donate tomorrow. We need your support to keep this going. Help us to help others. And those who are already doing it, thank you. And those who are like reaching out to do it right now, thank you. And those who are going to do it in a minute, thank you. You can call 800-411-BAR to make a donation. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or mail it for the old people who like, you're like me. You'd rather mail it. You can mail it in. Make it out to Bond, check a money order, and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can scan the QR code to support Bond. All right? And like this video, by the way. Like it. Like it now. hit like. Let me go to first time caller out of Canada. Nolan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Nolan.
I've been listening to your show for a long time, and you preach a lot of good messages, and you preach a lot about love and finding yourself and the Bible and everything. And my buddy, at the ripe age of 22, he just got married, but his wife, his now wife, just has him on a leash. Like, what the? And I want you to, his name's Everett, I want you to personally give him a message and tell him not to be a beta husband and tell him what he needs to do to be a good man by himself, by God, and by his wife, and be the head of his wife, because he's not doing that. It's embarrassing to see as his friend.
But why are you embarrassed by what someone else is doing?
Well, no. I'm not embarrassed. I'm trying to give him insight. I want him to see this. I want, because he watches your show as well, but he's not following you in the way he should.
But don't give him any advice. He might not want it. Most people love their misery. And so I wouldn't do what you want, Nolan, but I wouldn't bother by that, because if he watches the show, he already knows that there's a way out. He might not want it, so don't impose that on him.
I feel he's lost his way a bit. I feel
he may want to be lost. Leave him lost.
You know how God leaves
you in lostness until you ask for the light? He's not going to help you until you want help. Why don't you just wish him well and live your life and leave him in his darkness or however he want to live, but don't judge him?
Okay, that's fair. Well, if I'm trying to pursue marriage or love, what should I do so I'm not a beta husband? Because I don't want that. I don't want to do what he's doing, you know?
You shouldn't be trying to pursue marriage or love. Human beings don't have love to give, and marriage is not going to make you free. It's just going to imprison you. You should seek first the kingdom of the truth, and all things will be added to you. And so don't look for love. Don't look for a wife. Don't look for anything. Just live your day. Go to work. Save your money. But put seeking the truth first, and you can't go wrong. Because the truth will give you what you need, not what you think you want.
Well, I'm already in a committed relationship right now. I'm engaged to this woman. I'm thinking about marrying her. So I'm wondering what steps I would need to follow to not fall short as my friend is.
To put God first, put the truth first, and love that more than you love your wife, yourself, or your children, or anything or anyone else. Why are you marrying her now?
Well, she's a beautiful girl, wonderful girl, makes me so happy, and I want to chase this feeling of love, and I want to accept the Lord and just have wholesome love together, unity, you know.
But you're in darkness, Nolan. You can't chase love. She has no love to give you. And you're in darkness and you don't realize it. You have a feeling, and as soon as the wedding is done, you're going to have a different feeling. You and her will fight. It will be two devils fighting, because everything will change once you get her. She doesn't have love to give you.
Should I break up with her?
And that feeling is just an ego feeling. That's not love.
Well, do you think I'm down the wrong path then? Should I revoke this woman from my life?
How old are you?
I'm 22. I'm young. I'm the same age as my friend.
Why are you getting married so early?
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's good to start a family and get on your feet and just, I don't know, maybe it's love. I don't know if love's real. What is love? You've asked that question a lot. I still don't have an answer, so.
You feel like getting married, getting on your feet, what does that mean?
I have good friends, good family and everything, good woman. What I'd like to think is a good woman. And I just want, I want to feel whole.
But if you have a good family, why you don't already feel whole?
I don't know, Jesse. Well, I've lost some friends, if I'm being honest. I feel like that takes a piece of your heart.
You feel like what? Take a piece of your heart?
Like I've lost some friends within the last year here, and I feel like that takes a piece of your heart.
You say you lost? They died?
Yeah, I've had two friends that died in the last year.
Oh, well, may their soul rest in peace. But why should that take a piece of your heart?
Well, because they were in my life. They were a piece of my heart.
But why?
Because I love them with my heart, Jesse.
If you loved them, they couldn't take a piece of your heart. That doesn't make sense. What I recommend, are you working on yourself?
I'll be honest, Jesse, I've turned to substances. I've been drinking a lot. It's hard to face that. I'm not sure what steps I need to take to actually heal from that, you know? Like, it hurts. It's a lingering doom.
What is a lingering doom? The drinking?
Well, no. Like, it's like, what can fill that void? Because when I say a piece of my heart is gone, or two pieces of my heart in this case, I mean, like, it feels like a part of me is gone with these two people passing. So I'm filling that and not addressing it by drinking and distracting myself. But I'm just not sure what to replace that with, you know?
Replace it with nothing. You got to overcome that. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
What for?
For recreating you in her image.
I have not done that, no.
Why not?
Well, is it a necessity?
If you want to be free. Because right now you have your mother's mindset and her emotions. And they're not her own. They're evil. And she's passed that on to you. And you're thinking like her instead of the way a man should think. You're not free. And you're never going to be free until you forgive your mother for recreating her image and your father for not protecting you from your mother. Your father couldn't help it. He didn't know how to deal with your mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother because he ended up marrying his mother. In the same way, you're about to marry your mother, and your father was trying to get love from your mother, and women don't have love to give, just like you're trying to get love from this woman you're about to marry. You're walking down the same road that he's walked down.
So, Jesse, should I just say screw it and drop this woman and just purely focus on myself?
You definitely need to focus on yourself, overcoming your father's state, and you will see whether to stay with her or not. But once you stop worshiping her, because that's what you're doing, all men worship women because they resent God. I mean, they resent their mothers. And so the woman become their God. And so you don't know how to deal with a woman. You don't know how to love her because the woman is your God. I recommend for now that you get serious about overcoming your misery by your anger, your emotions, by forgiving your mother and forgiving your father. Do the silent prayer, and then you will see what to do with this woman. Because once you start really changing and start worshiping her, she's going to give you pure hell, and she may leave you anyway.
So I have a question. This silent prayer, what does the silent prayer entail?
Go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer, and it will show you how to be still and let the truth take over your life and guide you. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. Because you're going to end up and are ending up just like you say your friend, and you're a beta already. What the?
Could you say, Everett, don't be a beta husband, and then tell me not to be a beta husband, and I'll get it together, and I'll overcome my misery, and I'll forgive my mother.
Well, I say it to you, Nolan, don't be a beta, but I can't say it to your friend, because your friend may want to be a beta. He may be happy being miserable. So forget, maybe. Take your eyes off of him and work on you.
Okay. What would you say some positive things to do are? Like, let's say I forgive my mother and I start silent praying. What should I be doing on the side to motivate myself and keep a level head and just kind of, like, become better as a man? And
if you stay present, if you stay present rather than being lost in your thoughts about the past or the future or what you think you want and your ideas, the light will cause you to become a man. Do you have a job?
I do have a job.
Yeah, go to work. You still live with your mama?
No. I'm living with a roommate in my own house.
Oh, okay. Well, just work on your life in that way. Go to work, save your money, but do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother and father. Once you see that you have that anger, you need to overcome it. And by forgiving them, they did the best they could. Your mother did it to her, and that's why she did it to you. Forgive them, do the silent prayer, and you will have an amazing life.
Okay, Jesse.
You will become a man.
Do you have any strong quotes or words that I should really think about and let resonate with me so I can chase this, not this dream, but chase this ideology?
Stop chasing anything, man. Let go of your ideas about what you think you want. Don't chase anything. You just be still and live your life. You'll be fine.
So ignore everything, pretty much. Ignore everything and just stay true to myself.
Yes. Do the silent prayer and overcome darkness.
Okay, Jesse. I feel less of a beta right now.
All right. But forgive your parents and don't hold anything against yourself. Do the silent prayer and you'll be fine. And leave your friend alone. He may not want to be. Most human beings love their misery. So don't try to bring them out. You can't save someone. You can't even save yourself.
I think I'll let that beta drown.
Yeah, let him drown.
Okay, Jesse, you're the man. Love your stuff. You're a good guy.
Stay with it, all right?
Can I get a what the?
What the? Amazing.
What the? Yeah, you have a good day, Jesse.
You too, buddy. All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Kayla bought 5 coffees saying, good morning.
Good morning, Kayla.
If you're hurting, you're wrong.
Yeah.
This is gold. Thank you so much.
I want you all to remember that. Don't forget, if there's anything I want you to remember, if you're hurting, it's because you're wrong. If you feel loneliness, if you feel fear and doubt and shyness, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, resentful, angry, if you're hurting, those are painful things, right? So if you're hurting, it's because you are wrong. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you again, Kayla. Someone 5 coffees. Hope Jesse is feeling okay. This week he looks like he doesn't feel well. His eyes are watery. He looks kind of sleepy. Sending love.
Thank you. He black. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. The spiritual order is God over Christ. Christ over Trump. Trump over man. Man over woman. Everybody, what manner of
man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. That's amazing. Thank you.
NP Church on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you. Fellowship is amazing. So come on down. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time or rebuildingaman.com/church. And you can be a part of it even if you're not in town. You can watch it live as it is happening. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Jesus also church. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anthony, Maxine puts shock collar on her wig for bad behavior. I don't know if you're familiar with this drama, but Anchor Baby covered it the other day. The former The Fallen State guest, Hassan Piker.
Right.
Twitch streamer, socialist, Muslim guy, pro-Palestine. He has a dog, a show dog, a little dog. And people are speculating that he may have a collar on it that shocks it when it tries to step out of the frame, because this dog stays in the frame of his videos, people say, I don't know, for all 5 hours of his stream. Not that I watch him.
Why?
Just to make him look like a lovable man.
No, I'm not aware of any of that.
Yeah, so Maxine Waters puts a shock collar on her wig for bad behavior.
Oh, what the? Thank you.
He went viral because it looked like he shocked the dog. And people are like, oh, animal abuser.
But there's no proof that he really shocked her.
Right.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
As far
Thank
as
you.
I can tell. I don't know.
Yeah.
RB, welcome, Fallen State member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Games for X says, nice shirt.
Thank you.
It's okay to be a man.
Go to jesseleepeterson.shop.
Indeed.
You can get it as well. Thank you.
Fazul, rest in peace, bassist John Lodge of the Moody Blues, pioneer.
The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you have a bad start. Lady, sing the blues.
I don't believe that that's a Moody Blues
she
song.
She got 'em bad. She feels so sad. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you got a bad start. Amazing.
That's not right.
What's not right?
You're honoring the wrong person.
Oh. Who?
John Lodge, a bassist for the Moody Blues.
Oh, okay.
A couple of white men.
He aspired?
Or multiple white men. Yeah, he died.
Oh, may his soul rest in peace.
Singer and bassist. Died at age 82. Gone too soon. English rock band.
Okay. Well, may his soul rest in peace. Yeah. I saw a report of a woman, a female that died at the age of 106. It reminded me.
Yeah, I saw that too on CNN just right now.
106.
She was like the school chaplain for Chicago, Loyola Chicago, Loyola University Chicago.
That's amazing, huh?
106 years old. Sister Jean.
It reminded me of Michelle lived like 110, I think.
Base.
Miss Evelyn lived until she hit her 100. And Miss May died when she was in her. They used to die old like that. Like Methuselah.
Like who?
Methuselah. The guy that was 199.
Oh, Methuselah.
Yeah, Methuselah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Miss Hilton and them, they died old. I think Mama died when she was like her 90 or so. My grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So, may the old lady 106, may her soul rest in peace.
Sister
Amazing.
Jean.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fazul. Oh, by the way, the last time that the chat prayed for their enemy, 38% were not sure. 33% they prayed for their enemy yesterday, so they claim. They tried, 22% tried once or twice.
Let me just say this. That's amazing to me. I forgot to encourage, and I'm used to doing more than I have done it recently. Pray for your enemy. Love your enemy. Pray for your enemy. Don't wish hell on your enemy, because what you put out come back on you. God said to love your enemy and pray for your enemy. And if you do, you will get the prize. But if you hate your enemy, you're going to get that prize. You won't like it. Pray for your enemy. When's the last time you prayed for your enemy or your neighbor? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, prayers, or lack thereof. Stephen gave a yippee sticker.
Thank you, Stephen.
Jumping
yippee.
And doing the splits almost.
Amazing.
Very nice. And we'll have to get the rest later. Thank y'all.
Thank you all. When I come back, your phone call straight to the callers. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, but we're cleaning up the mess. Some of the corrupt Trump haters are getting arraigned, charged with crimes because they are alleged criminals, allegedly. And there was an earthquake in the Philippines, a 7.4. That's not too small. That's nothing to sneeze at. Crazy. So watch out. You know? And there's 450 Russian drones struck Ukraine earlier today. Whew. Maybe even worse than an earthquake. And is YouTube going to, like, start letting banned users back on? They talk like they will. Pfft. Believe it when I see it. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Black Friday. Everybody loves the blacks. It's also Get It Off Your Chest Day. And there's one line open. You can call in even right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right? 888-77-JZ. Oh, it might have just filled up, but call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? Sometimes it does. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We'll get to the rest of your super chats and calls and more great stories in the third and final hour of today's show, okay? It is Hake News, not fake news. And after the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then The Fallen State, all right? And then American Anchor Baby, all right? And then nothing on Saturday. Unless somebody does something, but maybe not. All right. And then, of course, Church with J.C. Lee Peterson on the Bond channel on Sunday. All right. Church, rebuildingtheman.com/church for Church with J.C. Lee Peterson. You can podcast it as well. Church with J.C. Lee Peterson. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports that what's her name? Machado? Maria Corina Machado of Venezuela. It's unclear whether she'll be able to attend the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony in Norway in December. She's been in hiding after the Venezuelan government moved to crush dissent following last year's election. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, Letitia James, Tish James, Big Tish, New York Attorney General, woman, black female, Democrat, hater of Trump, shameless. She defeated Trump in court, quote unquote. She was indicted. It looks like it says indicted, but it actually says indicted Thursday by the actual Justice Department. For once in its long history, the Justice Department is about actual justice, because it has never been about actual justice before, seemingly, in many cases. The charges stem from a mortgage fraud investigation and comes as President Trump continues to call for his enemies, who are actually enemies of America, let's be serious, be prosecuted in court. Because you can't hate Trump unless you're corrupt, morally, anyway, if not in other ways. Tish James's relationship with Trump has been adversarial for years, as Letitia campaigned on promises to investigate Trump and charge him and stuff like that. She ultimately, quote unquote, won a civil fraud case against him and his adult sons and real estate businesses. A so-called judge found them liable for fraud, for inflating the value of their properties, and ordered Trump to pay $355 million in penalties. A so-called New York appeals court tossed those penalties, and Trump has appealed that verdict the shout out. Sometimes those so-called courts do the right thing. Anyway, in the Philippines earthquake, that 7.4 magnitude quake rattled the southeastern coast of the Philippines earlier today, sending panicked residents, don't panic, running down into the streets. Dramatic video showed residents in Mindanao Island rushing out of buildings, trying to maintain their balance as the ground beneath them shook violently. The country's still recovering from a 6.9 magnitude quake that struck off the central island of Cebu less than 2 weeks ago. I thought I heard something like that. It was the Philippines' deadliest in over a decade, killing at least 72 people, injuring hundreds, and causing extensive damage. Terrible. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me just say to the callers, I need you to hang up for a minute and give it about a minute. We got to reset the phones here because they're not working well. So my engineer has to reset the phone and then call back. All right? 888-77-JESSE. So hang up and then give it a minute. Right, a minute, Nick? Mm-hmm. A minute and then call back. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. My biblical question, and it's a doozy. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever you're doing and you just can't listen to the show, sit there and listen, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It's Express Yourself Day. It is also Black Friday. That was then. Let's talk to Devin C and his wife.
Happy Black Friday, man.
What's wrong with the black?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I haven't seen that. Nice, Nick. Amazing. The Anchor Baby put that together, folks. I have not seen it. Amazing. The phones are fine now? They're not telling me, so I got to ask.
They are fine probably now, but I forgot to reset your little thing here.
Here we go. They got to reset my computer here. I don't know how to do this stuff. That's why. E-Black. Yes, the phones are working now. 888-7753-773. Hell on Earth. I want to give you some examples. Small. These are big examples, but they're small examples, too, of hell on Earth. Katie Porter. What a mess. I didn't even know this female was running for governor of California. I'm like, what the? KTLA. Here's an example of hell on Earth inside a human being. Remember to pray for your enemy. God said to love your neighbor as yourself, to pray for your enemy and not resent your enemy. When the last time you prayed for someone, your enemy or your neighbor? KTLA, gubernatorial candidate and former U.S. Representative Katie Porter is facing backlash before trying to prematurely end an interview with a local reporter in Sacramento, California. Watch this.
And the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered
I don't care.
Follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation in which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And
Porter,
we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative reporter.
I have never
reporter.
Had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation with
to end
the
an
reporter?
Interview.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
What part of I'm me? I'm running for governor because I'm a leader. So I am going to make...
So you're not going to answer questions from reporters? Okay, why don't we go through? I will continue to ask follow-up questions because that's my job as a journalist, but I will go through and ask these, and if you don't want to answer, you don't want to answer. So nearly every legislative...
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you, and I don't want this all on camera.
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you either. I would love to continue to ask these questions so that we can show our viewers what every candidate feels about every one of these issues that they care about.
And she want to run the state of California. I rest my case. You still want a female to be your leader? Women were created to follow, not to lead. But no! What a mess. I didn't even know that she was running. Who is that? What a mess, huh? Emotional. I get so emotional, baby, every time I look at you. Or every time you look at me, however they go. Katie Porter once said her 12-year-old daughter was afraid of not being able to get an abortion if she were raped. What a 12-year-old girl doing thinking about that? Why is this? From the issues, the issue is podcast? Why is this?
So on election night, I went to pick up my daughter from water polo practice, and she's 12, and she got in the car and she was crying. And I said, did someone punch you? Like, water polo is a rough sport. Yeah. I was like, did someone hit you? Did the coach yell at you? What happened? And she said, Mom, Trump won. Trump's going to win. And what if I get raped and I need to have an abortion? This is from a 12-year-old, my 12-year-old daughter. And so it was really a reminder of how scary this time is for people and how important it is for Democrats to have strategies, both at the state level and the federal level, to make sure that we can continue to protect people's rights.
What is she, a 12-year-old, doing thinking about abortion? What a slut at 12 years old. What the? Well, it's been said. I don't know if it's true. I don't know. But they said that she made that up, that her daughter never said that at 12. I don't know, but that's what it's been said. She made that up, too. Politico, a newly surfaced video shows Katie Porter blasting a staffer who interrupted a meeting. The former House member was taping for Biden administration. Watch it from Politico.
You ready for stat number two?
I am.
All right. $632. $632, which is how much you save in fuel and maintenance costs when you replace your traditional car with an EV, with an electric vehicle.
That's awesome. And $632 is real money. And I know here at UCI, we have a National Fuel Center Research Center. If we don't electrify our transportation sector, that we're going to lose more than 500,000 Californians dying prematurely to air pollution and other problems. And the state could lose four. Get out of my shot.
I wanted to tell you that that's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't meet the commitments under the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay. It does. Okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot. Okay. I'm going to start again with electric vehicles saving us money.
What a bitch. Amazing. And you want that to run your country. Well, amazing, huh? If that female getting in charge of her hands on California is, you think Gavin Newsom did a bad job? And he did. She's going to make Gavin look like an angel from hell, but still an angel. What the? And you think that's bad? If y'all get on the airplane, make sure all the black people are behind you, because they're going to block you, especially black females, to prevent you from getting off the plane in time. If you doubt me, watch this from X. A woman refused to let an entire airplane full of passengers exit before she wanted her daughter, who is several seats behind her, to be let up first. What's wrong with the blacks? Watch this from X.
She's not moving.
She won't let us get by, ma'am.
What is wrong with you? I would hate to be your daughter and have to go home with you. No wonder she's back.
Grab our suitcase, please.
Wait inside.
You know what? You won't do it. You need to be real careful, because I haven't said anything to you. I haven't said anything to you all. Don't say anything to me. They won't let my daughter pay. And I need, and she, I'm not getting off without her.
She's not on the phone.
She's not on the phone.
No, why they can't let her come past?
They're trying to come from the back of the plane and get off first.
Why did she come from the back of the plane?
Ask what row she was in.
Oh my God.
One way, it's going to be hard for everyone to
move. But why they can't let her pass?
You haven't been on this plane long enough, lady.
I'm sorry. Mind your mother business. Mind your mother business.
I'm sorry.
Nobody said nothing to you. And you got the problem solved.
This is my
you are not. You are not the problem
no,
solver.
No, you are the problem. You're the problem.
No, you are the problem.
Oh, I'm the problem.
No, she asked
her out of the way.
And I asked her a quiet security. And I asked her a question.
Why are they letting that, why are the workers on the airplane letting the heifer get away with that? White people are afraid of the blacks. She like controlling all those white people. One fat black woman sitting up there controlling the whole plane. Even the stewardess afraid to tell her what's wrong with the blacks. They can't go on a cruise and act right. They can't go to an amusement park and act right. They can't go to the baseball game and act right. They can't even be on an airplane and act right. What's your selfish helper, huh? White people, do what you want. It's time to separate from the black. It's completely time to separate. What I noticed, too, now I could be wrong about this, so correct me if I'm wrong. I really can be wrong. You hear me saying I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I'm admitting it. I could be wrong about this one. I'm admitting it. I could be wrong about this one. But I noticed that races don't mix. I noticed how all these illegals are coming into our country. They're here now. They don't mix with other races. They all go to their corners and they fight. This is why you're not supposed to let different races into your country. They don't mix. And I know it's because of the anger of the hearts, the evil of the hearts that races don't mix. But this experiment of mixing, becoming one nation, ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. Look what's happened in Europe. The white folk let the Allahu Akbar people in over there and from Africa over there, and it's a mess. It's a mess. In Mommy Africa, South Africa, that is, it's a mess. White people had to leave their township and go to the farmland, and they still can't get along with the blacks. Races don't mix. My producer's telling me they don't assimilate well. They don't assimilate at all. So it's time to divide. It's time to separate. It's time, baby, it's time to come home, come home. It's time to come home. They let this one black female control the whole plane. Thank God she didn't have an Obama or something scrapped around her. It's time to separate. Separation worked better than integration. Integration. What do you call that? We all put, whatever they call it. Putting everybody living together. Integration. That don't work. I remember, speaking of that, a thought just occurred to me. When I was growing up in Alabama, white people and black people didn't live together, but they got along better. They got along better. Black people worked hard, did their own thing. White people did their thing, but when they saw each other, they were so nice to one another. They were so nice. They weren't making all these mixed babies and they hated one another and carrying on. Under the Jim Crow law, they got along better. And ever since the civil rights movement happened, they came together. It went to hell in a handbasket. So, white people, it's time to separate from the races. And one last quick thing, if you think that bad, talk about ego tripping. Fox 4 News is reporting an arrest affidavit for what? I'm sorry? I can't hear you. My producer's talking to me in my ear. He black. Interrupter. He trying to help. An arrest affidavit for a shooting outside of a PetSmart store in Dallas, Texas on Tuesday revealed the situation started when the victim opened the door for the suspect, and the suspect didn't say thanks, didn't thank her, and she got ticked. And here's what happened, according to Fox 4 News. Watch this.
The shooter was telling them, come outside, like, let's handle it outside. Like, the mom and the daughter were kind of just, like, telling her to, like, go away. Like,
this 27-year-old nurse who asked that we not use her name had just walked out of this PetSmart store located off West Wheatland Road.
But the mom and daughter tried to, like, get in their car and, like, de-escalate the situation. But the lady wasn't having it. So they ended up starting to fight. And then that's when the lady pulled out her gun and shot her.
Dallas police later identified the suspect as 22-year-old Keona Hampton. She fled the scene in her car, but was arrested hours later with the help of surveillance video that captured her image, car, and license plate. The witness ran to help and put her training to work, performing CPR. The victim, identified as Cecilia Simpson, died at the hospital. According to the arrest warrant affidavit, Simpson got upset at Hampton for not thanking her for holding the door. It spiraled quickly from there. Hampton, who reportedly waived her Miranda rights, confirmed that she engaged in the verbal dispute, entering the PetSmart twice and continuing the argument, throwing a drink bottle at Simpson's car when she was about to leave and engaging in a physical altercation with her, adding that she took out her gun and shot Simpson, stating she was trying to get Simpson away from her. And again, the victim's daughter was a witness to all of it.
I've been trying not to cry, but just, like, you know, being in high school, like, my mom was such an important person during my lifetime.
Amazing, huh? She didn't say thank you. Black on black crime. What a mess, huh? Hell on earth. Now do you believe me when I say this is hell on earth? You don't have to be afraid to die. You're already in hell. You're already in hell. Where is the NAACP when you need them? Where is that that ambulance changer lawyer? What's his name?
Benjamin Crump.
Where is Benjamin? Oh, these black people ain't got no money. What the? Black crime. Isn't that a mess? What a mess. Where is the love? So, Nick, the woman that did the shoot, accused of doing the shooting, allegedly accused of doing the shooting, is she the one that held the door?
Correct.
And so the black lady.
And then the woman with the daughter, as the news story said, didn't know? He could say no.
Darren, come and tell us, make it clear. Because I'm not clear who shot whom. Black crime is a mess. My producer's going to tell you. Then I'm going to take your calls here. What a mess. So, Darren, yeah. Who shot who? Whom? He's here, folks.
Give me some time. There we go.
Okay. So the lady that held the door,
yeah,
she's the one that shot the lady that I've been accused of shooting the woman that went into the door, right?
No. The lady who held the door got shot. So the lady, the black lady?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. The lady who held the door, she got shot. Because she held the door, and the suspect walked in and didn't tell her thank you. So she followed her all throughout the store and followed her into another store. And then she followed her into the parking lot. And then that's when the suspect got into the car and shot her.
According to the report.
Yeah,
allegedly.
According to Fox 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remind me to say thanks.
That's
especially
it.
To the blacks.
Yeah. But, yeah. Black on black crime.
According to Fox 4 News, the victim Simpson became upset because Hampton did not say thanks to her hold the door. Thank you, Dave. Yeah. What a mess.
Yep.
What's wrong with the blacks?
No love, no fathers. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Right,
thank you.
Thanks.
Oh. <All right>. What a mess. Thank you, Derek. Let me go to Janique. Is it? Janica. Janica? A first timer? Let me go to Janica out of Utah. Janica, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, I've called Janica once before, I think.
Right on. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. So I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
So I was just kind of sitting on this all week, and it's deep. It's a doozy.
It's a Mamma Mia.
A Mamma Ola.
It's a Camotelli Vu.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And I feel like I understand it and I understand what it means. But to put it into words, it kind of made me think about like Mimi and her comments just during like fellowship.
Right.
About how she wants to like hang on to things. Like as you're letting go of the darkness, as you're letting go of the thoughts, like what else is there to cling on to? And because light is an absence of dark and good is an absence of evil, there's nothing to hang on to. It's just what's left. It's just what is without anything else. So it's not a hanging on to. It's nothing you can grasp. It's nothing that like you can really explain or define or, you know, categorize. It's just what is. Does that make sense?
And so your response to the biblical question is what?
Is that the absence, what that means is that what is, when you let go of darkness and evil, and what's left is good and light, but it's nothing you can hang on to because it's an absence of everything else. I don't know. It's so hard to put into words, but I love this biblical question.
It's
because
amazing.
It explains like the inexplainable. I don't know. The experience of working on yourself and becoming nothing and identifying with nothing, all the things that you teach, like that's kind of the only way I could explain it is it's an absence of everything that was. And it's amazing.
Amazing. Well, I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday. I have to wait, but I will put my two cents in on Sunday. And I thank you for that.
Of course. I'm excited. I love fellowship on Sundays. Thank you, Jesse.
It's amazing. So, but let me ask us before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Have you stopped thinking about you?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I notice every single time that changes. And I'm quick to just let it go. I loved that challenge, and I've been doing it ever since you mentioned it. And, oh, my goodness, like, it's brought so much peace and just brings me right back to the moment. Every time I notice I'm focused on me, I'm in my head. And so then when I let that go, I'm back to just being here and being present.
Amazing. When you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. You will.
Oh,
if you stay with it, you're going to live life with a clear mind. Your whole life with a clear mind.
Even just the little bits of clarity that I've gotten and the bits of peace and light and the changes I've experienced is, oh, man, I just want more. It's incredible.
And
so I will stay with it.
Yeah, if you stay with it, you shall receive more. It's going to be amazing.
I love it. Thank you so much,
all
Jesse.
Right. Thank you, Janica. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Let me go to Brenda out of Maine. Brenda, you are on the air.
Jesse, can you hear me?
No.
You can't?
No, I can't hear you.
Bad.
I'm sorry?
How about now?
No, I can't hear you now, and I can't hear the piano playing in the background, the music.
Huh. I don't know. Can't hear me at all?
No, I can't hear you at all.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too. Hold on, Brenda. Why they don't know I hear them? I'm responding. Brenda, call back. I can hear you. What the? If I respond, I can't hear you at all. That means I hear you. What the? Let me take a break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. And scratch off on Pules.net. Brenda, hung up. Call back, Brenda.
I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And it's amazing. If you have not heard the Hake Report, make sure you check it out. You will not be disappointed. And then today is Friday at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the TheFallenState.tv. I had an amazing discussion with Doormat Mom. Not mother, not mama, but mom. She is an author and social media personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a huge epidemic going on where good parents end up with ungrateful adult kids.
You refer to your kids as ungrateful bastards.
That's exactly what these kids are. They're ungrateful little bastards.
What the? Would you ever call her up and apologize?
She needs to come to me.
Amazing. Do you have anger?
No. Either we're going to keep this conversation of what I'm doing or we're going to end it.
She sound like that Porter woman, right? Sound like Miss Porter. Amazing. Today at 11, and you can become a member and support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the fallenstate.tv and or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Right after the fallenstate.tv, the American Anchor Baby. You don't want to miss it. On fire. I hope he's flying today. I hope he didn't end up with a passion to let that black woman that was trying to hold everybody up on the plane. Don't worry, the anchor baby can handle her. He ain't afraid of no black. What the? Or the blacks. The American Anchor Baby, right after the fall, they say around 12 or so Pacific time. And then last but not least, Sunday Fellowship for All. Come on down. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. Or you can watch it live if you're not in the L.A. area or you don't want to get out of bed. you can watch it live at rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right. And thank you all for your support and all that good stuff. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to the phone. Brenda, if you like, call back. I can hear you. I was repeating what you were saying, Brenda. And you didn't know I can hear you? What? 888-77, Jesse. Let me go to T out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. T, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. How you doing, T?
I'm good.
No woman is good. Only God is good. She hung up. She hung up. What the? T, you could be good. Let me go to Anita out of California. Anita, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Anita.
How are you?
Amazing.
That's wonderful. I'm glad I got through today. I wanted to answer the biblical question and also share a scripture.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
Honestly, I don't know. And the reason for that is because having started the journey of overcoming, I've come to realize that a lot of things that I make sense of are from the intellectual perspective. And that question sounds, you know, very scientific: light, dark, light comes in and the darkness disappears. However, on the journey of watching myself, I've come to realize that when evil, or when the thoughts, or when a feeling, a bad feeling or a good feeling is evident, it's only because the Father has made it possible for me to see it, which means that when the darkness is evident, the light is present.
So I'm a little confused because you said you don't know the answer, but are you answering it?
I am answering it.
But you said you didn't know.
But by that, it means that,
I'm black and slow, but did I hear you say, I want to answer the biblical question, then I told you what it was, and then you said, I don't know what it is. But yeah, you went. And solid, you responded to it anyway.
I am responding. I think what that is telling me now.
So you are responding to the biblical question, right?
I am.
Okay, so what does that mean?
My understanding of it is that it doesn't make sense. What it means, it doesn't make sense as it is.
The question doesn't make sense?
Yes, from the observing that I have been doing, like whereby when I see the hell in me, when I see the evil, it's because, which is in this case, the darkness, when the darkness is very evident to me, it's because the light has exposed it. So that means the light has to be present too. So the absence of darkness doesn't make sense in that context, maybe because it's my overcoming journey. So that question, the reason I say it sounds scientific or intellectual is because in the physical, when darkness is expelled, it's because the light is present. But in this case, when the darkness is exposed, it's because the light is present to show it. In my experience. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, I can't respond until Sunday, but okay. I really appreciate you responding to a question that you didn't know the answer to, but you responded.
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes, I meant it from, I think, that intellect, which I'm used to. Like, I don't know because now my intellect is being, you know, jumbled by this observation. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. And then I want to also appreciate your teaching on Wednesday, where you were reacting to someone who called on Tuesday, talking about how the Jews killed Jesus.
I can't believe that there's not one person out there who are mad at the Jews for killing Jesus. That doesn't even make sense. It was in the plan. And because of that, eternal life was made available for all. And they mad.
I know. And I think, you know, like when you talk about reasons that the devil gives in the mind, I think it's just an excuse because they were neither Jesus, they were neither the Jews, they were never hurt by it. Just looking for a reason to poke at somebody, I think. But anyway.
How do you say out loud? I mean, some thoughts are just obvious, right? But how do you say out loud? I'm mad at the Jews. The Jews had killed Jesus. I'm like, what the?
How did your daughter believe?
That was in God's and Jesus' plan. They did that intentionally for us. You better be happy.
And then I wanted to read John 10. 17 and 18. In
not too much because of time. Which one you want to read real fast?
John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. And Jesus was speaking of himself being a good shepherd. It says, "Therefore, my Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I laid down myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father."
Now y'all don't have to be mad at the Jews about that. If you want to find something else to be mad, don't be mad that the Jews killed Jesus. Jesus had the power to lay it down or not lay it down. What the?
Right? Your intonations just crack me up.
What a mess.
What a mess.
That's a good scripture to show that, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. The Jews killed Jesus. Lord have mercy. And it's a rainy night in Georgia, too. You mad about that? Let me go to... Oh, let me try T. T is back. T.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi. What happened to your phone? Drop.
I was trying to get off the program, and then, I don't know, I guess I just dropped it all together.
All right. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. So, first of all, I want to say thank you because I've been listening to you for a while, and although I know a lot of people think you're a heretic, but the thing, huh?
I'm laughing.
Oh, but anyway, but I love the when you talk about the anger and stuff like that, and that's really what got me listening to you when you talk about anger, because for a while I really couldn't get rid of the anger, didn't know how to get rid of the anger, but listening to you, I found out how to get rid of the anger, and I thank God that I was finally able to overcome the anger.
Yeah.
And I noticed that a lot of people call you and talk about, you know, be angry but sin not, that scripture in Ephesians 4:21, but they don't ever go down to verse 31 when it tells you to let all wrath and anger, God said, put it away.
Yeah.
They just go to verse 26, but they don't go on down to read through verse 31 when he tells you to put it away.
Yeah. Well, that's because they don't want to. You got to realize, if you haven't already realized, most human beings love being angry. They love being resentful. They love judging. They love playing God. So they don't want to let that go. Who will I be if I let my anger go? How will I function, they say. So they don't want to let it go. That's why they don't read further down where it says put it all away, because they don't want to.
Yeah. And another scripture that tells us that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
And So if you're angry, it's not going to work any type of righteousness from God. So I love the fact that, you know, that I found out you got to let it go completely.
Yeah.
Because when I would try to let it go before the sun come down, you know, I just couldn't hardly do it. I was all, the sun would always go down and come back up again, and I'm still angry.
Yeah. Well, so, mess.
I know. What a mess. But anyway, you know, I hear you say sometimes you tell women he's not your son anymore, and I want to know, why do you say he's not your son anymore when you say that?
You mean
sometimes,
like,
you tell women
your child is not your son anymore?
Yeah.
Because they belong to God, and God only used you to so that they can come through you to the earth. But after a while, you have to let them go. They ain't your baby. They ain't your boy. You ain't their mama no more, and move on. But most mothers would want to hold on to their sons for their life until they're 90. And they're doing that because they want to use the sons for their, and daughters, really, but especially the sons, they want to use them for their own personal gain.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is he's not yours no more. He belongs to God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let him go and stop you. Don't make him your husband, your boyfriend, and your husband.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to understand why you said that.
Yeah.
And
did you let your son go?
Yes, I let my son go.
And how old is he?
I have sons that are 30, 35, and 32, I believe.
And was it hard to let them go?
No, not after I heard you.
Right on.
After I heard you, I really could let them go. And I'm so happy I did, because I have one son who recently, you know, he had, you know, end up in jail. And he was like, Mama, pray. You know what to do. Pray for me. I said, I'm going to pray that God's will be done.
Yes.
He said, what? He said, don't pray that for me, but don't pray for me, because I want to get out of here. I don't want you praying God's will be done. I was like, what? I said, you want God's will be done, because even if you get out, you want God's will to be done. So I guess it was just the fear of me not being specific, praying that God get him out like I used to would do. But this time I just said, no, I'm going to pray God's will be done.
Right on.
And I did, and he still got out. And I said, see there, you still got out. It must have been God's will for you to get out. But he's talking about, I'm not going back there anymore. I was like, well, good.
Nice.
So, see? So I remember, but used to be, I would be fearful and be like all scared and like, God, please help my son. And, oh, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know. But this time I was like, no, I'm going to pray God's will be done. And that's what I did.
Beautiful. That's a miracle. I remember growing up, my grandmother used to always tell us, "If y'all go to jail if you want, but just know I'm not coming to see you. I'm not." She would say, "I ain't putting no money on the books, and you can't call me collect." And I'm like, "Well, I ain't never going to jail," and I never went to jail.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't think he's going back either.
Yeah, let him go. Let him suffer. Until he decides he's tired of living the way he's living, and he will reach out to the Father, and the Father will draw him back into home again.
Yes, and I think that's what he did. And another question, you know, Jesse, I have so many questions. I know I can't get them all, and I can't come to your church because I'm way in Georgia, and you're in California, but if I was up there, I would go so I could get all my questions down.
They have flights. They have flights from Georgia to California.
Yeah.
And we always get people coming in from Georgia, Texas, overseas, and everywhere to the meeting.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Just don't get on the. Make sure you sit in front of the blacks, because they ain't gonna let you get by once the plane lands.
Yeah.
But anyway, one more question because of time. Yeah.
Okay. One more question. What do you mean when you say identify with the truth because do we not supposed to identify with Christ? Or, but you say identify with the truth. Do that mean identify with Christ? Or what do you mean by that when you say don't have no identity?
To identify with God, meaning that, and the way you do that is stop having any identities at all. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, good or bad. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not your house. You're not a mama. You're none of those. They have no. You're not a Christian. You're not a conservative or liberal. Have no identities, and you and you will only identify with the truth, with God, the spirit of truth.
Okay. Identify with God.
And once that, all those false identity, once they die, life will appear.
That's good. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Okay.
You doing the silent prayer?
I am doing the silent prayer.
Every morning
at first,
and night?
I was... Every day and night now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm doing the silent prayer every day and night.
And at first you were what?
Lazy.
You are you black?
Yes.
I rest my case.
Yep.
That's why your boy in prison.
Well, he ain't in jail no more.
Nice.
Well, you. I finally said I'm going to commit because I realized that all this. I realized that listening to you every day, and I realized that, you know, even just being a Christian, well, I don't identify, you know, I'm saying I'm a Christian, but I am a Christian.
Yeah.
But even doing that, you know, one thing my pastor had always taught us was to pray. And I'm learning just to be committed to that, no matter what you do, like even with you got to pray. No matter what, you got to pray. So you're not going to get around that. So
that's right.
I just buckle down and say every morning, every night, I'm going to get up and do that stuff. Just pray.
Right on. And during the day, God said pray without ceasing, meaning to stay present. And he even said don't forget to stay present. It's a great sin when you forget to stay present.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
and I'm still okay.
You what?
I'm still well. The man the other day he was talking about praise. I know that the Bible say let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So what about I do still go to church, but what about But this is what I don't do anymore. I don't praise him out of emotions. I don't praise him out of feelings. I just sing the song and don't. Like you said, don't connect to the song. Don't have no emotions and no feelings.
Right.
I just sing the songs now and still praise him with the song, but is that okay?
One thing about it, as you're waking up and it sounds like you are, you're going to appreciate God in the right way. You will and that's what he means. He doesn't mean all this hooping and hollering and waving your hands and close your eyes and looking up at the sky and carrying on. He means to appreciate him. And you will naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
T.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Call me again. I got to run.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Brooke says Trump is the greatest. Hello. Greatest standing up against evil for good. Normal people who understand right from wrong since 2015. God bless Trump.
Absolutely. Thank God for Trump.
Eugene.
Amazing. Yes.
Five coffees. Trump made a deal they couldn't refuse. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing, huh? Right on. Thank you.
Ralph, five. Hey, Jesse and crew, wishing you all a good weekend. The silent prayer is amazing.
Thank you, Ralph. I wish you the same, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Renesio, Jesse, I missed most of the shows this week due to work, but I went to rewatch it. I even had a dream that some guy with good hair was hosting. Hake or Jake, something like that, but he white.
He white. Hake sat in for me this past Monday. I appreciate it again, Hake.
Nice.
Thank you.
Welcome. And someone three coffees. Hello, Jesse. I know you've said many times not to desire a wife at all.
No.
I don't think I am, but if someone wants to be in my world persistently, should I ask her on a date?
If you go on a date, don't do it thinking, oh, this is my wife, and all that. Just date and stay present and let the will of the Father be done for you. He will add to you what is meant to be. You don't have to worry about that. And then if he give you a wife, you don't have to put forth 1 ounce of energy to make it work. It will work naturally. Thank you.
Charlotte, say Jesse should name Wednesday Watermelon Weed and Wig Wednesday for the blacks. You're welcome.
Thanks for the suggestion. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, Black Friday politicians beaten on a can. What a mess.
What a mess. Thank you.
Alex from Texas, them phone quality in California, thumbs down.
The what?
Phone quality.
Oh, what a mess. Everything messed up in California. It's a mess. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, thank you, Jesse, for an amazing show. Jim Hake, I just want to say thank you telling us why you say Los Angeles the way you have. Because now, because of a Superman movie, I now say Los Angeles.
Amazing.
Mike Young, thank you. Jesse, do you have a favorite pizza place?
No.
Comet Pizza in D.C.
What?
I'm kidding around.
Oh, I haven't even gone to a pizza place in years, Mike.
Because you're not a kid.
Thank you.
Mr. Blonde sent 5 gift memberships. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Blonde.
Conspic Mom, have you guys seen the California bill that may pass? AB 495 is a human trafficking bill. What's wrong with California?
It's a what?
Human trafficking bill or something like that?
No, I'll pay attention to that. I'm not aware. I got to look at everything before I vote. Thank you.
Insta power. Love is first. Love is last. Inner peace is key. Love from Sweden with love and peace.
Amazing. Love you back and peace. Thank you.
Tweet gifted the cookie. What a bitch. Says JLP. Says Tweet.
What a what?
B word. B-I-T.
Black.
Bitch. We got to move on.
Oh, thank you.
Cheddar Bob, 3 coffees. BQA. The light's always been there, but it's covered up by the darkness. And the more you be aware of the darkness, it will have to flee from the light. His answer to the biblical question.
Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Soul Conscious 3. Jesse, if you stop thinking, does that keep the silent prayer all day?
Absolutely.
Eric.
Stop thinking. There is no thinking in life. It's only in death. Thank you.
Children yearn for the truth like a prostitute yearns for a father.
Thank you.
He also says, happy people forget to eat. Fat people eat to forget. Both are unconscious.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, Jesse, you should listen to the song, Ego Tripping at the Gates of Hell.
I've not heard that.
By the Flaming Lips. Old band.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you. I'll see, could I find it? Thank you.
What you were saying about segregation made me think of it. I'm white and I don't want to segregate, he says.
No, you got to. The races cannot and will not and do not get along. They could have been, heart wasn't wicked, but the races do not work together. Amazing, thank you.
5 from Eric. Nose rings is mental illness. Nose ring equals brain sick with a thermometer emoji.
Amazing, thank you.
Eric, 5, you have to be a good person to realize there's no such thing as a good person. The worst people will never acknowledge their evil nature.
I rest my case.
Insta power. Love is such a good source for humor. Jesse is brilliant and very funny. Love it, heart.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Amazing.
And we'll have to read your cash apps next week, guys. Thank you all so much.
Wow. All the way up to the last minute. Rick out of Hampton. David out of Texas. Josh out of Oklahoma. And the callers of Brendan. All that. I'm gone. Hate coming up now. See you on Sunday. Then the Anchor Baby. The Fall Estate. And then the Anchor Baby. Bye.
Thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.